Good evening, family. Michael Johnson, Charleston, South Carolina.
Welcome. We're going to begin the performance family training call now. I'd like to introduce your host for tonight, founders of Performance Family Organization, South Carolina Regional Vice Presidents, and Millionaire Club members, Frank and Teresa Acoin.
Hey, Dana, thank you so much. I appreciate you doing the hosting. This is Frank and Teresa and Sunny, really Sunny Teresa.
Hottest place in the nation this week. Just
hottest
today.
Place in the nation. Well, I think yesterday.
Yesterday.
They were the hottest place in the entire country yesterday, and it almost matched it today. We broke another. We were 1 degree off of a record today. So I don't know. I don't know if anybody's interested in that, right?
Well, everybody's interested in the weather.
There you go.
Makes us all in a good mood when that sun's
out.
Hey,
welcome everybody. If this is your first time on the call, this is probably the most important call that we do every week because it gets everybody on track, lets them know if there's anything new going out there. We do a little catching up, a little housekeeping, a little plan, do review, and we always have a great guest speaker on, and we've got no exception tonight.
That's exactly right. We've got a great guest speaker. Cannot wait to introduce him.
Matter of fact, if you can, text all of your associates or get on another phone and call and tell them to get on here because we've got a guy on here that makes $1 million a year, right, with the company?
Yes, sir.
Right, Mr. Nick Zerba.
That's right.
And it's going to be a great call. So what's on the agenda?
We have a lot of great stuff going on. I want to make sure everybody is really aware of the great promotions going on. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. But I want to start the call out tonight by really inviting all of you to start your Monday, to start your week on every Monday at 9 o'clock Eastern time
in the
evening.
The new recruiting call.
To get your guest on that new recruiting call. It's working fantastic. The numbers are growing every week on that call, and we applaud all of you who are getting your guest on. It is getting them in the pipeline. And you know what? You know the best part of a briefing is what? It's always the testimony.
It's the testimony.
And we have fantastic testimonies live on this Monday call, you know, to help you get your contacts seriously in the interest pipeline. They're going to be interested in getting more information, I promise you, after that call.
Matter of fact, this last Monday, you and Jason Whitewing did
yes,
this, didn't you?
Yes, and he just was over the top. He was so believable, just presented everything so fantastically. I did the front, he did the back. It was fun. We had great testimonies and great attendance on that call. So if you didn't know about it, you know about it now.
And I want to thank Jason. He gave me a night of relief here.
That's right. That's right. So every Monday, please put it on your agenda. Put it in your calendar. Make it a reminder. And you know what? You don't need to invite people like 2 days ahead. They're going to forget. You can mention
it. That night. I mean,
but, yeah, the best attendance you're going to have is inviting them within the hour right before the call and texting them right before it to remind them.
Three-way them in if you have to. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, if you're on the East Coast, you can call the West Coast. If you're on the West Coast, you can call Hawaii.
That's right. And we've got some great announcements tonight. I want to make sure you know about the Small Business Plan training being online, and you can actually take it free for a limited amount of time.
They've never done this.
No, they've never done this. But here's what they know. All of us in the field, all of us run across or have in our family or have in or amongst our friends, business owners and people who run a business from home or have a retail business. So they want to make sure we don't leave anybody out. So we have the opportunity to get qualified to sell a small business plan. And that, you know, we're talking about the $75 and $125 business plans. And you're going to be able to take the course online at no charge, and you're going to be able to start marketing that plan. So you don't have to leave any money on the table, anybody without a membership that you know who owns a small business.
Right, because sometimes we'll get calls and people can't sell them, and we have to sell the plan for them, and you don't want to pass that money up.
Right.
That's actually some of the best money in all of Legal Shield as far as commission rates go.
And highest retention.
I had a guy last night at the briefing tell me he took it online today, that day, yesterday.
Great. I love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for 90 days only, and this came out on the beginning of the month, that online training is going
to
be
where do they
no
go
charge.
To do this? How do they figure it out?
I don't know. They'll go in their back office and find it. If they can't find it, call home office.
Yeah, just call the home office if you don't know. And by the way, you let all of
under B2B. That's where it'll be, under B2B.
Okay, let all of your associates know this is available because I guarantee you somebody in their family or a friend of theirs or an acquaintance or somebody at church owns a business. And once they go through it, they'll know everything, all the benefits of a small business, and they'll start moving some of those memberships.
Right. And it's going to, so anyway, that's super exciting. So take advantage of that. Make sure your downline knows that to take advantage of it. And,
matter of fact, our own store has had that plan for almost 15 years now. I mean, we've had that and we've used that and we continue to use it. So
yes,
it's
absolutely
one of the best benefits we've ever had for the store.
And I am so excited about the upranks. I want to go ahead and kick the call off by congratulating these associates who have upranked in the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
We have several new associates who've upranked from junior to associate, and we're going to go through these fairly quickly because, thank goodness, there's a lot of them. It's great. Stacy Pennington out of South Carolina and Defender Services, Inc. out of South Carolina. These are all new associates. Melvin Jones, North Carolina. Gwen, and let's see,
they
Suzanne.
They moved from junior to associate,
yes.
Which is in. Okay.
Suzanne Danina out of South Carolina. Patrick Nelson out of North Carolina, Betty Canty out of South Carolina, Arlene Klecker out of Michigan, and Peggy Coley out of North Carolina, and all across the country from us, Alan Ross out of Colorado. Congratulations. In addition to that, this is a big drum roll going here, we've got two new managers on the team. Susan Scirocco out of California, congratulations. Josh and Kim Grapp out of South Carolina, congratulations. And on top of that, we've got two new directors in the organization.
Whoa, that's a biggie. There you go.
This is a biggie. Howard Dobbins out of South Carolina and Monica Anthony out of South Carolina. So huge congratulations to all of you.
And if you know those people, if you know any of those people, let them know. They may not be on the phone and know their name was mentioned, right?
That's exactly right.
Now, everybody in North America, Canada and North America knows their names.
Yes, they sure do. We're going to go ahead and tell you who the top producers are. And we've got, I've got a list for last week, and I've got a list for the week before that I did not, I wasn't able to go through, but we don't have the top recruiter list. So anyway, we'll do what we've got tonight. All the reports didn't come in, but we do have for the week of April 19th through the 25th, the top producers in the Performance Family Organization. Second place went to Eddie and Dee Dee Smith, and first place was a tie between Stacy Pennington and David and Cheryl Mack.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
All right, congratulations.
And just this last week, April 26th through May 2nd, third place went to Michael Johnson, and second place went to Eddie and Dee Dee Smith, and first place went to Caroline and Phil Singleton.
Boy, is that nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's right.
We do have the top recruiter list for the week of April the 19th through the 25th, and we're going to start with second place. John Fluker, we had a multiple tie here between second place for top recruiters. John Fluker, Antonio Price, Michael Johnson, Karen Crisp, Jason and Jennifer Whitewing, Dylan Madden, and first place tie between James Johnson and Andrew Riley. Congratulations.
And I didn't hear Andrew on, but I heard Reverend Johnson on.
That's great. Awesome. Yep. We appreciate that. And we'll have the other numbers later. And we have some April numbers we're going to give you in just a few minutes. But before we do that, we're going to go out to one of our leaders here who's a regional manager. He and his wife do a phenomenal job with leadership in the state of South Carolina and surrounding states.
And he loves the Book of the Month.
Yeah, I think it's one of his favorites. And so Mr. Eddie Smith is going to take over for a few minutes with a couple segments for everybody tonight. So, Eddie Smith, we appreciate your leadership, and thank you for being a big part of the call tonight.
Well, thank you, Mr. and Mrs. O'Cohen. It's an honor to be on the call and just a privilege to be asked to be on. I'm going to be very brief, but very important things I'd like to cover real quick. One of those things is a member story. You know, our membership is the base of everything we do in our business, and the money is great, but we got a phenomenal service, phenomenal membership. And I have a membership story real quick. It's one of the most important that I've ever heard because it happened to me. So it's real important. You know, several months back, I was in the process of registering a new vehicle of mine. And when I went to the Department of Motor Vehicles, I was told that I could register, but I had to pay $500 fine and have SR-22 coverage for 3 years. And the reason for that, they said, is they pull up the records 12 years prior. My son had had an accident, a vehicle of mine, and did not, I guess at that time, show insurance company, which company we had. And long story short, was not able to track it back to find out who we had or what we had. So I was told again by DMV I had no choice other than $500 fine and 3 years of SR-22 coverage. Well, we got Legal Shield, so I call legal muscle. And I got our attorneys involved. And, you know, sometimes we don't talk about the service that they do other than going for us. But my attorneys at the law firm of Merritt Webb, one got on and just helped me prepare for a hearing because I told him I need to go to a hearing about this. I wasn't going to just accept it. That attorney spent almost an hour with me, preparing me for that hearing. And long story short, again, I did go to the hearing. My wife and I come out not having to pay the $500 fine, not having to worry about SR-22, but they dropped the entire case, all because I had that legal muscle and I was able to use it to go to that. So I love that because it happened to me, it was personal, and it could have cost me hundreds of dollars and thousands of dollars if I had to do the SR-22 for that three-year period of time. But that's my member story, and again, it's the backbone of what we do. The very next thing I like to talk about real quick is a success story. And we have a gentleman who has not even been in the business 30 days yet, and I got him on the line here, but his name is Mr. Howard Batchelor. He's under Mr. James Johnson. And again, this gentleman, he's got a fire and a burn in him to really put Legal Shield together. Just to quote just a couple things, I mean, in the last 48 hours, he put five brand new associates in the business and probably five or six memberships. He's had someone to the briefing and the luncheon the last 2 days, so he's definitely on fire. And what I'd like to do with Mr. Batchelor, have him talk for just 30 seconds or so, just to talk about what is his burn where Legal Shield is concerned. And if you're on the line, Mr. Batchelor, just speak up. Are you still on mute, Mr. Batchelor? Well, maybe he'll come on in just a minute here. Now we'll get a chance to say a little bit from Mr. Batchelor because I think it's worth him sharing just a few minutes with everyone. The next thing, real quick, I'd like to do is talk about our phenomenal Book of the Month. And you alluded to initially that I like this book, and I do. I live this book. It's How to Win Friends and Influence People. I think that's the very backbone of what we do with Legal Shield because we're in the people business. Regardless of what anyone says, we have to be in the people business because that's our raw material. And I'm just going to talk real briefly about just the first chapter and just going to pick out just a couple of things that got my attention about this book. The entire book is a must-read for everyone. I don't care if you're just getting started in our business or if you've been starting a business for a while because, again, people, when we're in the people business, it's an ongoing learning process. It's personal development. Let me talk about a couple of things that got my attention in that first chapter. The very first thing that stood out to me, I call it the three C's. It's alluding to never criticize, never condemn, and never complain. Let me say that again. Never criticize, never condemn, and never complain. I know that some of you got people you're thinking about, maybe associates, maybe partners, whoever, and you're ready to get rid of them right now. But this is the beginning of our personal development here, and it talks about how to work with those three C's and how you overcome that. And that's a part of, I like to say, your DNA. Because, again, all that does is bring an individual down when you're criticizing, condemning, and complaining about something. You heard the old adage, if you can't say something positive, don't say nothing at all. Well, that's almost true to a certain extent because, you know, we don't want to have any kind of negativity around us, especially if we're the one that's bringing the negative. So, again, never criticize, never condemn, and never complain. And if you would, as you're out and about talking and you communicate with individuals, look at yourself and listen to yourself sometime and see if any of those three C's are coming out of your mouth or exhibiting your own behavior. The other quick thing that I picked up on this is, you want to be able to give honest and sincere appreciation. Individuals can feel it when you're fake, and we want to be genuine here because we're trying to develop long-term relationships. I was always taught you build a friendship and you'll build an executive directorship long-term. So you want to be honest and you want to be sincere in all your dealings, not just with individuals you bring in the business, but people that you're working with, cross-line, and also your upline. But always be honest, always be sincere. If you can't be, again, don't say anything at all. And the very last thing is, we want to be a light for individuals. We want to make someone feel better because we showed up versus whether we didn't show up. And I mean, what I mean by that is we want to be able to rouse in the other person an eager want. We want that person to be able to start dreaming again. And that's what Legal Shield does for so many people, especially if you've been out here in the job world for a while and you've had issues come up. It could be financial, it could be health issues, it could be a lot of things. A lot of individuals have just stopped dreaming. stop believing that the lifestyle that they ever dreamed of could be that way. And here comes Legal Shield. We want to rekindle that dream in individuals, and that's why I love this book so much, because it talks about how to do that. And if you have not read it or haven't cracked the cover, please get it. It's How to Win Friends and Influence People, Dale Carnegie. It's a must-read if you're going to be in this business long-term. Mr. Batchelor, did you ever show up? He did not. He's probably out bringing someone else in the business. So with that in mind, I'm going to turn it right back over to you, Mrs. O'Cole, and I'm going to thank you for allowing me to be on the call for just a moment.
All right, Eddie, that was wonderful. And by the way, Mr. Batchelor is one of the class acts I've met in a long time. He is on every call. He's at every meeting. He was at the lunch today with another guest today. This guy is a class. And by the way, I don't know, and just to let everybody on the phone know, I don't know one soul I've ever met, ever since I've known Eddie and Dee Dee, that did not fall in love with Eddie and Dee Dee Smith. I think he must have read that book, digested that book, and everything else.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, that was really a good book review. Well, a comment, not a review, but it was a great comment. Appreciate it so much, Eddie.
Thanks.
All right.
Yeah, that was fantastic. And,
a great story a while ago. I mean, on your SR-22, I mean, that was a wonderful story.
Yeah, the $500 fine. That's good. I took notes on that one. I got a new story. That's fantastic. And thank you for that member story. Thank you for that awesome success story. We're excited about Mr. Batchelor's just success all over the place, and he's just going to explode.
He's an amazing guy. I don't know how much you know him, but, I mean, he's amazing.
And so that's exciting. Now, there's a lot more exciting things going on. We had a contest last month for anybody that recruited two during the month of April. And
they won a free flight, right?
And we put them all in a drawing, and one person won. We did a drawing, and you can watch the drawing. If you've not seen it, go to your performance Facebook page. We posted it there. You can see Frank and I and Jennifer actually calling the names out and doing a drawing. And
Maria was a videographer.
Yeah. And so here are the people who recruited two last month who were in that drawing. There was Bill and Jan Sullivan. There was Robin Chaconis. There was James Johnson, Nancy Time, Andrew Riley. There was Michael Johnson and Caroline Singleton. And we did the drawing, and Miss Caroline and Phil Singleton were the recipients of the free airfare to either the Las Vegas convention next year or the team event in Fort Lauderdale
And if they already had their ticket, they could give it away.
Absolutely.
Andrew guy is showing up in a lot of places, you know.
Yes, he sure is.
Huh?
It's pretty exciting.
No, I know that. He is showing up in a lot of places.
Now,
I hope he's on the line.
For the month of May, there are, incredible promotions going on. I know the field all over the place is excited about the home office promotion for senior associates being able to achieve the senior associate position.
Half the counter
requirement. So instead of 30, it's 15. You still have to have your three associates or three junior associates on board, of course. But instead of waiting till you accumulate 30 organizational counters,
this is big stuff.
15, y'all. There are people sitting on the genealogies right now. We're contacting them.
They got 11, 12, or 13, or whatever. Or they got 10. They only need five more.
Some have 15. They just have to turn in a piece of business to click over.
Listen, let all your associates know about this because it could make you move up in rank. I'm telling you, this could be a big deal.
Yes.
You know, if you've got down, any organization, look at their genealogy and see what's going on.
Right, and that's for this month and next month. And I'll tell you what, anybody that comes on board in this month or next month has their own 60-day window to achieve that.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's the most fair, most exciting, one of the most powerful promotions we've had in the history of the company.
There's a lot of people sitting on this phone right now. I've got people ready to do this.
Yeah.
Maybe one more piece of business.
Yes.
And they can be there.
Yeah, and it's such a foundational point in the business to get from beginning to associate, and then all the way to senior associate.
Yeah, sometimes people slow down because they hadn't made it, but now that they can go back and make it, they'll do it.
Yeah, so it's a great boost. I hope everybody knows about it. I know they don't, so don't, pick up the phone and tell your associates. There are a lot of them who are not on the calls and aren't totally plugged in, but just one little contact, one little call, telling them about it can absolutely change their attitude from, it's too far away to, oh, my gosh, I can do that.
Yep, exactly.
So, and then we, the Performance Family, rolled out an incentive for everybody to get their five Performance Club points by the 15th of this month. That means showing up on the recognition boards by the 15th of this month. And guess what? We've already got some people who've achieved it.
Get out
of
here.
So here's what's going to happen for everybody. And y'all, everybody on the line tonight, can do this, and for everyone that does do it, we are going to send you the June Book of the Month complimentary and a set of the new core training CDs by Chris Hughes, complimentary. So all we need you to do is email us your address as soon as you achieve it, so we'll know where to send that.
Are you telling me that Alan Thompson's already done this?
Yes.
And
so
Mary Beth has already done this?
Yes. Mary Beth Longona and Matthew and Kawanda Tolbert.
Oh, my goodness.
And Lois Breckheld.
There you go.
And Amy Yoshimitsu.
And Michael Johnson.
And Renee Jefferson.
And John and...
Josh and Kara.
Josh and Kara Gardner.
Garner, right.
Garner, yeah, and Josh is hot, too, you know.
I know. So anyway...
Congratulations to all those 5x15 already done.
Yeah.
Already done. Now, there may be more done, right, today.
Yeah.
We don't have the
well,
number
Well, that was
today.
As of today, I think.
Was it as of
yeah.
today? Okay.
Yeah, and of course, you've got till the 15th, so...
yeah, but the day's not over.
That's right. So leverage this. It's not just for you who are listening on the phone tonight. This is for you to get people excited, and both of those programs are, to leverage them, to get people excited about them in your organization.
Yeah. Remember, about three-quarters of your team is probably not on this call tonight. Maybe 80% is not on this call tonight. And you just got to remind them every week, and if they don't know it, make sure they know it. Because, you know, we're the ones spending money to do this to help you get going here.
That's right. Take advantage of it.
And we're going to introduce our special guest tonight,
we
right?
We sure are.
I want to tell y'all, this is one of my favorite people in all of Legal Shield. And
absolutely.
I mean, literally, you know, you're not going to believe this, but once in a while, Trish and I run into something we still don't understand. I know nobody to understand how that happens, but we do. We will run into not only questions that we don't understand, but we'll run into situations with associates. You know, and you when you do that, you need a mentor, you need a trainer, you need somebody. And Nick Zerber is always the person that we've turned to and say, Nick, how would you handle this? And I have never to this day got bad advice. I mean, it's always been very sound advice. I was at a dinner tonight. Jennifer and Jason and Trish and I was at a dinner tonight with a new couple. And this young man had been listening to the new CD by
321.
By Nick Zerber, mm-hmm. and he said he's probably listened to it four times already, and he could almost quote Nick Zerber. You know, he's in the insurance business like Nick was, and he fell in love with his training, and I wanted to tell Nick thanks right away, and I can't tell him how many thousands of people around the nation
Absolutely.
Are now listening to his wisdom, and I don't think people realize the depth of knowledge and the breadth of knowledge this guy knows, because he knows a lot of stuff.
Absolutely.
And he really simplifies it.
He does. And before we introduce him, I just want everybody to know we're going to do some more recognition after Mr. Service speaks. And I'm already getting some text messages. We didn't call out everybody's name who has those 5 points already because we don't see the rollover points on the report that we've got right now. So please email us. We need your address anyway if you've done it, so we'll put you on the list. So,
right.
But we will be doing some more recognition.
And
now,
go ahead and give Nick a proper introduction.
I want to. Mr. Serba's taken...
He married a woman that ran... She might have been Miss America or Miss South Carolina or something. I mean, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's a Miss America in my eyes.
Maybe she's Miss Georgia.
Yeah, I know she was Miss Georgia.
I know she was blind. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Mr. Serba, like Frank said, has been one of our mentors since we've been in the business, and he's the RVP of Georgia and North Carolina, and you hear those states mentioned almost every week.
Oh, yeah.
On the list of the top producing and top recruiting states. He's a phenomenal leader. He cuts to the chase. I so appreciate everything about Mr. Serba. He's a wonderful friend. I mean, that side of the business is not just business. That that's the relationship side of this business is huge, and for Frank and I, and we treasure that friendship we have with Nick and Gail. And as far as their achievements, I mean, earning $1 million a year, I mean, they're not but a few people in the company who've ever done that, and there will be a lot more. We see the growth happening right now. I'm sure he's going to be talking about that. And he's just been somebody that we look up to, and his training, he's one of the 12 months, he and Gail are one of the 12-month platinums, they're platinum consecutively. They were chosen to do one of the CDs that on the topic of training, and that's what we were talking about tonight
right.
at dinner. The topic came up, somebody had it in their car.
I got it in my car.
Yeah, yep. And I was listening to it over and over. It was one of the favorites. So if you haven't heard Nick Serba's training CD, 321, you definitely want to get it. So let's
And he also hosts some of the biggest events in the company.
Oh, yes, that January event is phenomenal.
I mean,
it's like a convention.
It is, and he does that, I mean, every year and has top speakers in there. And so we're just honored and pleased and can't thank Nick enough for getting on the call and sharing all of his wisdom with us. So whatever he wants to share, I want him to do anything he wants to do tonight.
Yes.
So, Mr. Zerber, are you with us? Let's see.
Mr. Zerber, are you there?
Yeah, he's probably on mute.
I hope so.
He probably went to sleep with us saying all that, right?
He might have. Jennifer, did you text him a reminder? Let's see.
We're either having technical difficulties here,
okay,
or something happened here. Let's see. We're trying to figure this
out.
Give
us 2 seconds here. Well, we can go ahead and
y'all hang loose. We'll be right with you here.
Yeah.
I could do a little story or something here.
Go ahead.
I'm just kidding. let me pull out my deck of cards in my back pocket and see what I got here.
Okay. Jennifer's giving him a quick call. Thanks, Jen.
Okay. That'd be good.
Make sure.
Why don't you do the recognition while they're
waiting? Yeah, I'll go ahead and do that. Let me make sure that Jennifer's got his cell phone, which I think she does. Jennifer, do you have his cell phone?
Y'all hang with us just for a second
here.
We'll be right there. We will do some more recognition before we get here. Okay, here's 3 things for you to think about, okay? You know, it's like 1, 2, 3. It's like, what do you want in life? What's standing in your way? And what are you going to do about it? That's Nick Zerber's training, right?
That's
what he says. What do you want? What's standing in your way? What obstacles are in your way? And what are you going to do about it? I mean, you know, you're the one that's had to do something about it. So, anyway, you going to do recognition?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and get what we were going to do after that training. We'll go ahead and do now. The top producers for the month of April, this is for the entire month, we'll start with 6th place, Jeannie Lane out of California. 5th place is Pacific Group Agencies under this in California. And Josh and Kara Garner out of Illinois were 4th place. Eddie and Dee Dee Smith out of South Carolina, 3rd place. Stacy Pennington, 2nd place out of South Carolina. And there was a first place tie between David and Cheryl Mack and Lois Threkeld and Amy Yoshimitsu. So a big congratulations to all of you.
Oh, that's good.
And now for the top recruiters for the month. Well, you've heard most of them already for the month of April are Melvin Sanford, Bill. These are all first place winners. They all head to Melvin Sanford, Bill and Jan Sullivan, James Johnson, Robin Chaconis, Nancy Tyne, Andrew Riley, and D. Rhino 1. I don't know who that is. Not sure about that one. Anyway, congratulations to all of you. We think the recognition is one of the most important things that we do for you on every one of these calls. Now, let's see if Mr. Serba is back with us. Mr. Serba, are you there? And I have to say, these things do happen. We were scheduled about a month and a half ago for an important conference call.
First time in 15 years we missed a call.
And we totally missed it. We had nobody's fault but our own, you know, just scheduling too much, getting, you know, too much on the calendar, and just totally missed it. It came and went, and we didn't do it, and it was pretty embarrassing. So
right now,
I know
you leave your name, telephone number, and best time.
Those things do happen. Somebody was trying to three-way him in, and we're getting his voicemail.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully everything is all right with him. That's the most important thing. So this is a good example of always being ready with a plan B. So, you know, Frank,
I'm ready for a plan B.
Frank is going to give you a little bit of training, and I've got a little bit I'd actually like to do tonight, too.
I'll just give him a little bit of this, and we'll go from there. And, you know,
we were saving this for later in the month, but we'll go ahead.
Well, I was, you know, I just pulled these cards out of my pocket. So, you know, I carry cards all the time. I wrote this just before lunch today as I was waiting for Jason to get there and the rest of the people to get there. And I was thinking about how many people out there have a job or, they're in a career field and, you know, it's very rare that anybody with a company will ever tell you the truth about your future, you know, where you really stand with the company. You know, they're not going to tell you how far you can go with the company. They're not going to tell you very much at all. And you may stay there for, you know, years, and you don't know your future. So you have to tell yourself the truth. You have to say to yourself, what is the truth about what I'm doing for a living right now? And my thinking when it was, as I was thinking through this process, is – you know, will what I do support the lifestyle that I want to build for my family? Is the job I have right now, and some of you have two jobs, will that job support the lifestyle I really want for my family, my wife and my kids? Will it, you know, enable me to be able to send my kids to private school or, you know, ever get a house paid for or give to the church the way I want to or travel around the world and go to Monaco and Monte Carlo and maybe see the Matterhorn and go to, you know, Zermatt and all those things that you may have on your list. Have that boat you want. You know, is it going to support that lifestyle? And is my income with that company safe? I mean, you know, how safe is the company? I mean, is the owner, him and his wife, having problems, or are we having financial issues with the company? You know, how you want to tell yourself the truth about that stuff because you're trying to build a foundation. It's like building a building. If you were an architect, you'd want to know, does it have a strong foundation to support what I need? And is that building safe? Well, you got to ask yourself, is this business safe that I'm working for? Somebody asked me the other day, most of you know we own a chain of stores, sign shops, and we must have had 6 or 8 sign shops open around us over the past years we've been there, and not one of them exists now. And yet I know people who went to work there and they quit their other jobs, and you know, I knew the owners. I knew they couldn't keep up the business for years and years, and they spent the money. So, you know, how safe is, you know, your income with the company you're currently working for? And are you comfortable working there? I mean, is it a place where you feel very comfortable in going there every morning, and you're going to spend probably more time with them than you do with your kids, 8 hours a day with people that you like or don't like, you know? And will it produce income for me after I quit? And so, and I was just going over this. I was writing it down as I was getting ready for the lunch today, and I said, how would an architect build a building? You know, what would he be looking for? And he's looking for to make sure it has a strong foundation, and make sure that the building is safe, and make sure it's comfortable, and he makes sure after he gets it built that the building will support itself long after that architect is gone. Well, you are the architects of your life for your family, so you want to be with a company that can support, you know, the lifestyle you want. And you want to make sure that that is safe, that you've got a safe place, a safe neighborhood to live in because you're making enough money, and a comfortable place for your family, and comfortable schools and comfortable churches and comfortable cars and comfortable this. And, you know, after you're gone, you also want reoccurring revenue coming in for the rest of your life. And so I didn't mean to do this training. I mean, literally, it's just, you see the card?
Yeah, I know.
It's just cards right. That I wrote waiting for. I was going to go over with Jason, but we had too many people show up before I could go over it with him. So that's my little training off of this one card. And
I do understand Nick Serber is getting on the call, and he's probably just finishing up another call or something, but he'll be on in just a few minutes.
Okay.
And I'll just give you a tidbit of, you know, what I wanted to share.
I thought that was a pretty good little training I just did.
I thought it was absolutely right on target, I'll tell you. I have gathered from various sources and with books and so forth, I've got like several principles, 5 or 6 principles of success that have meant a lot to me. And that's something that I wanted to share with you tonight, but I think that Mr. Nick Serba is getting on. So let's call out now and see if he's here, because I don't want to start that and I want to have
no,
him.
I am.
You are on, yeah. We gave you the best introduction you probably ever had in the history of your business.
I apologize to all of this special people on the call. I got delayed a little bit. It is my fault, but I am here if you still want me here.
Thank you, Mr. Zerber.
We know how busy you are. Thank you so much for breaking away to be on our call.
Oh, very good. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
I mean, did in your introduction, did you say specifically what I was going to speak about?
No,
no,
you just told me it was good looking.
Okay, if she'll lie about that, I don't know. But anyway, I appreciate the opportunity to be on, and thanks, Teresa and Frank, for inviting me on. And Gail and I have been with the company now for 21 years, and, you know, we're really looking forward to the great things that are happening now with the company. You know, a lot of times we've had some people talk to us over the last year or so, and it comes up sometimes, you know, are you going to retire? And, you know, we know you've been able to earn and been fortunate to earn a good income, or why do you continue working? And I just want to share a little bit as we get into some of this. You know, I really look at it as an opportunity. I think it is an opportunity to work. And, you know, so many people don't have the opportunity that we have on a daily basis to do something that we can make a living for our family, really make a difference out in the world for individuals that are associates and for members. You know, I was just on the telephone today with a member and them talking about and thanking me for, you know, thanking me for the membership and being able to speak to an attorney. This happened to be an individual that had not really used attorneys much before. It happened to be someone who really did not have much money. And the opportunity to have an attorney be able to help them in a situation that they felt helpless in, they were very thankful for it. It made me feel good that I was able to do something for them, you know, on that basis. And so, you know, we're with a company that people need our service, and the need for our service is just getting greater. And now with all the things that the company is doing, I'm really excited, as enthusiastic as I've ever been. I truly believe that we can, over the next 3 or 4 or 5 years, are going to be able to do as much as we did in the last 20 years. And so for that reason, I mean, I'm enthusiastic about what I do. I get up in the morning and I look forward to doing the business. And certainly you don't always, you're not always excited about getting out when you don't feel like it or doing some things that you don't feel like. But there's a purpose to what we're doing, and there's a great reward at the end. And I remember Gail and I at one point, we went to attend a service at the Crystal Cathedral in Garden Grove, California with Robert Schuller, and had an opportunity to meet him a couple times. And I know one of the things he talked about in one of his little booklets was that the prize is worth the price. And I think it certainly is in this business. If you're going to work at something, you want to make sure that what you're working at, you're on. If you're going to win the race, you want to make sure you're going to win the race on the right track. And a lot of people don't. You're in the right place. It is the right time, and timing has to be right. And I was reminded of that on the way home tonight as I was coming home earlier about 6 o'clock, and the traffic going in the opposite direction was backed up for miles. The traffic in my direction I probably had one car in front of me and maybe one or two behind me, and that was it, and we weren't slowed down at all. And it just pointed me, my thinking, to have the thought, and I recall it very distinctly as it came in my mind. You know, you got to be going in the right direction. You got to be going in the right direction at the right time if you're really going to get someplace. And a lot of people sometimes they're on the right track, but it's the wrong time. And now is the right time, and it's the right place. So, but I want to talk just a little bit about where we are, and we can talk about, you know, tools and all those things. But, you know, all the people you see go across the stage at the convention and all the events that you go to, practically none of them got where they are with any of the tools we have today because those tools did not exist. So it's not that. You know, the law firm, the company, the economy, everybody's got pretty much the same thing, and they talk about this all the time, but I'm just repeating it again. And what it really is, it goes back to what the company framed this last convention with, and that is change starts with you. And I thought I'd talk about that just a little bit if it's okay. And change does start with us, and, you know, the only thing that's never going to change is that things are always going to change. Things are going to change on a daily basis. Things are going to change with the company. We've got to adjust to change. We've got to embrace change. We've got to see where the opportunity is in change. And where we're moving in the future with the company, there are going to be some things to change. There are going to be some changes in tools, changes the way we maybe deliver the service, changes in a lot of the things that you and I do. But within all those, there's some commonalities that I see. And one of the things that I talked about at convention and also on this little CD, the Platinum CD that we did, the Success 321. I just want to do a brief overview of that if it's okay. And if you haven't gotten that CD, I think it really encapsulates what I believe, which are some certain basic principles. And to me, it boils down to these, what I call Success 321. And I think there's three basic questions that we need to ask ourselves and answer. There's two reasons that we're not where we need to be or want to be, and there's one decision that we have to make, and I really do think it is that simple. It's not easy all the time. And the first question is, what do I want? Now, this is not something new for me. You know, we talk about all the time with our company, you know, what is your why, what is your reason, and really what's your goal, what's your purpose. It's really down to the same thing, but I've just framed it in really what do you want. And really, this is where it all gets down to, because you're going to have everybody on the line, and I know we've got some people that have had great success in the business. Maybe some other people are struggling. But if you're like I am, that no matter how well you've done, you're not where you'd like to be. You'd like to be doing a little better. You'd like to be doing a little more. And a little better and a little more doesn't just mean income-wise. It means maybe doing a little better with your organization, maybe helping a few more people, maybe making a few changes. But, you know, what do you really want? Because it's going to take something special to drive you past those very normal obstacles, challenges, doubts, anxiety, those kind of things that you're going to have, not only in this business, but in life. And what is it that's going to push you through that? You've got to have that desire, that why, that reason, and I'll call it, you know, so what do you want? And I think it's very important that we answer that question. If your reason is not big enough, then you're not going to do the things that you need to do. Just like I talked about on the CD that we did, you know, you could have a fire in your home, and hopefully nobody would have it happen. But you run out and you see the flames, and there's a $20 bill left in your nightstand. Are you going to go back in for it? Probably not. Or maybe $100 on the nightstand. Probably not. If there's $1,000 in the drawer and the flames are up there, are you going to go back in? Probably not. But if your children are in the back bedroom and you realize that, you're going to go back in. And it's the same flames. It's the same fire. It's the same danger. It's the same fear. But your reason, your purpose, your higher purpose is going to drive you to push you through what is uncomfortable, push you through the fears, push you through all the reasons that people do not do things in their lives. And so what is that special purpose, that reason? What do you want? What do you expect to get out of this business? And the way I look at this, the goal has never been to be a executive director or a platinum or a, you know, or whatever the title may be, grand potentate or whatever. It's never been that. It's really, for me, it has always been, my goal has not been Legal Shield or Prepay Legal. My goal has been things outside of that, and Legal Shield or Prepay Legal are the vehicle that Gail and I have chosen. It's the vehicle, one of the vehicles that the Acoins have chosen, and that's really what it is for me, and it's a streamlined vehicle, and you can take that vehicle any place that you want. You can take that vehicle to McDonald's for a Happy Meal if that's what you're happy with. You can leave it in the garage and not get anything out of this vehicle and let it rust away. You can do that. Or you can drive it to the greatest future in the world and to the greatest places in the world. This vehicle that you and I are in has that ability if you have the right purpose and you have the right reasons for doing it. And the second question is, if you've decided what you want, why don't I have it? And you need to be honest about that. And for most of the time, I think what I see is people really haven't determined their real reasons, or they don't have a real reason that they're doing this, or they don't believe that they can do it, or maybe it's fear, fear of failure, fear of trying, fear of rejection, any of those things. But, you know, all those other things, the fear that you might have, the anxiety that you might have in the business, or maybe not having the skill set, if your reason is strong enough, you'll go develop the right skills. If your reason is strong enough, you will overcome the fears. And that reason for different people is different. For me, it's, you know, a few basic things, I guess. One of the things I've been fortunate with in my life is I didn't come from a family that I could turn back to. My mother and father were divorced, in fact, divorced and remarried each other 3 or 4 times. And my brother and sister and I lived in different with different families. And so I never had the, I'll call it the luxury of having someone to go back to if I didn't do what I needed to do to make an excuse and let somebody else do it for me. When I say a luxury, and I think in many cases when you carry that through into the future where we are in a business like this, I think for most people that did have that, that's more of a burden and more of an obstacle to overcome than maybe I did when I didn't have someone to go talk to. I knew if it was to be, it had to be up to me. And I think I operate some out of fear, but it's a good fear. It's a fear of having to go back and get a job someplace that instead of taking advantage of this opportunity. It's a fear of not providing for my family. It's a fear of not taking advantage of this opportunity. It's a fear of not fulfilling my full potential and letting the best of me, you know, die. I remember Paul J. Meyer. He had a, I think it was Paul Meyer, and he had the obituary of John Average Man. I think it was Paul J. Meyer that I saw it with. Here lies John Average Man. He asked little of life. Life paid his price. And for many people that go through life, that's their obituary, and I don't want it to be mine. And so why doesn't someone have it normally? Because their reasons aren't big enough. If your reasons are big enough, you'll go get the skill set you need, and you'll do what's necessary through the fear. And then the key question then, though, is what am I going to do about it? The third question, what am I going to do about it? Because nothing happens until you make that decision, what I'm going to do about it. And unless you talk about what you're going to do about it, you're relegated to, I think, mediocrity and being average of and what most people do, and that is focus on their problem and not on the solution. They don't focus on what I'm going to do about it. They focus on what the problem is. And the more they focus on the problem, the bigger the problem becomes. And so the third question, what am I going to do about it? That boils down to asking yourself a question, what's within my control? And that goes to the two reasons, because you can't do anything about what's not within your control. And I think when the question comes up, what am I going to do about it, you try to answer that question. You want to ask yourself the question, what is within my control? And if it's not within your control, don't worry about it. If the company makes a change and it's not within my control, it's not within my control. And my attitude has been for a long, long time, people say, well, what do you think about this that the company's doing? Or what do you think that this happened with the government? Or what do you think that this is happening with a program the company's coming out with? Well, my question is always, is it done? Is it completed? Is it the final decision? If it is, then I'm for it, because I need to be for it if I'm going to be involved. I come from a background where I played a lot of sports. And when I played basketball and the coach called a play, you know, maybe I was good enough or smart enough, I could have a better play. But if I have a better play and I'm the only one that's running it and the other four teammates aren't running it, we're not going to win. And many times you don't have to have the best play. You don't have to have the creative or smartest play. You just need to have the best implemented play. You need to have the best play that is run properly, and that runs a lot into our business. You don't have to be exceptional at everything or anything. You just got to be good enough to invite people to take a look at our opportunity to the business. You got to be good enough to follow up. You got to be good enough to put the tools in their hand, and you got to be good enough to continue to do those things on a consistent basis and use the tools that we have. So, but basically, what's within my control? The only things that are really within my control in this business, I believe, is how well I do something, and am I doing it enough? And so we get down to the two reasons that people aren't having the success that they want most of the time. I'm not doing it enough, and I'm not doing it right. Those are the two reasons, and those are the two things that are within my control. It's not within my control what my upline does, my downline, my sideline, my spouse, or what happens with the government. It's not within my control. It's not within my control many times if my car breaks down or something. It is within my control what I do about it. And so it is within my control what I do when somebody disappoints me. It is within my control what I do and how I react when I'm faced with adversity. And so those are the things that are within my control. How often I do it and how well I do it. Am I doing it enough and am I doing it right? And doing it enough basically boils down to you need to know how much enough is. How do you know how much enough is if you don't know your numbers? So you've got to know your numbers in the business. And if you know your numbers and you keep up with your numbers, it becomes a pretty scientific practice. Basically, what's involved, if I sell one out of three or I recruit one out of three that I talk to, I know that if I want to recruit three people or make three sales this week, I've got to have nine presentations. And if I'm going to have nine presentations, maybe I have to call 30 people or 40 people or 50 people, whatever that number is. So maybe if I called 8 to 10 people a day for 5 days in a week, that would get me to nine presentations, which would get me the three sales of the three recruits and make me the income that I want to earn. So the one thing I need to know is I need to know my numbers to know how much is enough. And it's a very simple process, you know, for people on the line that are around a while. You hear it 1,000 times, but we forget it when we're in the heat of battle. You know, really simply, okay, if I make $150 on a sale and I want to make $450 this week, then I need to have three sales. I mean, it's pretty much that simple. So how can I then increase my profitability in the business? Well, I can increase my profitability in the business by moving myself up through the marketing program. So instead of making $150 on a sale, maybe I'm making $200. Instead of making $50 on an override, maybe I'm making $75 or $100 over an override. And to me, that's the reason to move through the marketing program, to get a bigger piece of the pie and be higher up on the food chain as far as the compensation plan goes. Am I doing it well enough? Well, if you're doing it enough and you're doing enough presentations, but you're not making the sales or you're not getting the recruits, but you are doing it enough, you're having enough exposures, you're having enough presentations. Well, if you're not where you want to be then and you're in front of enough people, then normally it boils down to two things, and this becomes pretty scientific. It's either the quality of my presentation or it's the quality of my prospect. It's the quality of my presentation or it's the quality of my prospect. What do I mean by that? Well, the quality of my prospect could be maybe I'm calling more on suspects than I am prospects. When I was in the insurance business, a prospect for me was somebody who had a need, somebody could be seen on a favorable basis, and somebody who had the ability to pay. Now, we also had one other caveat, and that was they needed to be insurable. In our business here, I need to have, to be a prospect for me, that somebody who has a need or a desire or want, a desire or need, who has the ability to pay, and somebody that I can get to see on a favorable basis. That makes them a prospect. And the example I've used on the CD and I've used in presentations before is, for example, using my insurance background, if you had a product with an insurance company, and it was guaranteed to be 50% less than any other mortgage insurance policy out there, but you and you handed out flyers to 100 people, why is it that you wouldn't get any sales when you had such a great offer? Well, maybe you're handing it out to 100 people who just came out of an apartment dwellers meeting, and none of them own a home. So they're not a prospect. They don't have a need. And so if I asked one question of those people when I handed out that flyer as an insurance agent, excuse me, ma'am, do you have a home? Excuse me, sir, do you have a home? And only gave the flyer to those people that had a home, then my offer would be well received. It's the same thing in our business. You know, a lot of people say, well, talk to everybody. You know, I talked to somebody just the other day. They were trying to think where it was here. They were a salesperson. And, I know where it was. They were in a bank. I went in to get something notarized. And the guy was a pleasant guy that was with the bank. He had been with them a while. And I ask a question, you know, all the time. I like the guy. And I asked a question. I said, you got a great personality. Have you ever been in sales? He said, no, not really. I said, have you ever thought about having your own business? And he said, no. He said, I don't delegate well. He said, as soon as my time's up here, I like to get home. I don't really want to be involved in having responsibility for people, and I just want to do my job and get home. And those were almost his exact words. And so I didn't follow up with that guy to try to recruit that guy. He was not a prospect for me. I could have sent him 1,000 DVDs into 1,000 websites, and he's not a prospect. So I didn't waste his time, and I didn't waste my time because I asked a qualifying question, and then it didn't go any further than that. And then the quality of your presentation. Maybe you've got good prospects and you're doing it enough, but if you're not closing sales and you're not recruiting people, what's the quality of your presentation? Ask your upline. Put your presentation on audio so you can listen to it. Ask somebody to listen to you and practice until you get better at your presentation. This takes some minimum skill. You don't have to be great, but you have to have a minimum proficiency or acceptable level of proficiency to make sure you invite someone properly or show them properly. So you got three questions. You got two reasons. I'm not doing enough or not doing it right. Both of those are within your control, and you can do something about it. And then there's one decision, and it really, to me, is only one decision. If you have a higher purpose, if you know what you want, if you've really thought about why you don't have it, and if you've really thought about what you're going to do about it, and you've narrowed it down to the two things within your control, how much I do it and how well I do it. And when you've narrowed it down to that, then it just comes to one decision. And that one decision is, I am responsible. It's three unbelievably important words. I am responsible. What am I responsible for? I'm responsible for what I do, how often I do it, and I'm responsible for how well I do it. And as soon as I say that, and so many people do not accept that responsibility, and Frank, you know, you and I have talked other times about general business and so on, and I like talking to you. You got an inquisitive, creative business mind. But so many people are looking for the reasons that something's not working, or they're looking for excuses somewhere. They're looking for someone to blame. They want to wait on somebody else. They don't want to accept the responsibility. And as soon as you say, I am responsible, it frees you up. It eliminates procrastination because you're not waiting for anything or anybody. You're not waiting for a change with the company. You're not waiting for someone else to make a decision. I am responsible. And then basically that all is driven for me by a basic philosophy. Once I've done that, I've made up my mind what I want. I've made up my mind what I'm going to do about it, accepted full responsibility. Then it comes down to a basic philosophy. And that basic philosophy for me, and I think for someone like you and anybody else on the line that's having success, is a willingness, not even a willingness, just part of your fiber and your makeup. You're willing to do whatever it takes for how long as it takes. Well, Nick, what are you going to do? I'm going to do whatever it takes. I don't know exactly what it's going to take until I step out. I don't know exactly what I'm going to need to do. I know I'm going to get started, and that will take me in a direction, but I'm going to do whatever it takes. How long am I going to do it? I'm going to do it as long as it takes. And so pretty much that's kind of a wrap-up of my philosophy. The three questions: what do you want? Why don't you have it? What are you going to do about it? Two reasons: I'm not doing it enough. I'm not doing it right. Both those things are within your control. And one decision: I am responsible. You are responsible for doing those things, to do whatever it takes, as long as it takes. That philosophy combined with our great product, our great service, our great opportunity can change your future and the future of your family for generations. I firmly believe that, and that's why I'm excited about where I am right now and looking forward to the future. So back to you. Hopefully I didn't go too long, but that's as long as I went. So back to you.
It was absolutely on target.
We're listening all night. We got more people on the phone now than we started with, so you're good.
Yeah, yes, and thank you. And you didn't hear your intro, but we were talking about how fantastic the material is on your training CD, Success 321, and I hope everybody is listening to it. Over dinner tonight, we were downtown Charleston at a nice restaurant with some associates, friends, and they're listening to it. Frank's got it in his car. So for those of you who liked any part of what you heard tonight, you must order from the company Nick's Service Training.
And also order enough for your whole team.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. Once people understand those, that's one of the things that helped us get through this. When Nick, he's been training that for years. And Nick, thank you so much. I mean, that core belief has helped so many people in the company. And all the new people that's been in the company now that's never heard you are going to be massively influenced, not just now, but for the rest of their life because of the training you just gave on this phone tonight. So
I appreciate it. My apologies for being a little late getting on to all the people, but I appreciate very much you two. Respect you both and appreciate you asking me on the call.
Oh,
thanks so much.
Tell your bride we said hi, okay?
All right.
Thank you both.
How exciting is that to have
much.
Nick Zerber on our phone, huh?
I know. That is
wow. We are
special.
So fortunate.
Absolutely, y'all. So,
20-something years and still pouring into every new associate who walks in the company.
Yep. I'll tell you. And I was taking massive notes tonight, you know, so a lot of that material is on the CD, but I like what he did tonight because he actually made it more personal to us.
He condensed it.
Yeah, he condensed it.
Tell us some more stories.
Uh-huh. So anyway, I hope y'all got as much out of that as I did. And for someone of his income level and honestly, we've known Nick for a long time. He is more fired up today about the future of the company than he's ever been. So that speaks volumes.
Well, what really speaks volumes, he has no financial reason to do this whatsoever.
Yeah,
on
our call
tonight.
Right.
Except he's, you know, it's this good guy.
Yes.
It's all inside. Listen, I think that's a wrap,
that's
right?
That's a wrap tonight,
thank
everybody.
Thank everybody. Hey, listen, make sure that you contact your associates. You never know what they're going through and what they may want to do in the future, so make sure they all listen to this call, right?
Absolutely. Listen to the replay.
Attend your next meeting. Do the 5x15. Get your thing done.
Right, and help those people get to senior associates.
Send us the information here, and you get your book next month, and you'll get
the core training.
The core training for free, and why don't you see if you can get more free books and more core training on your team than any other team in the nation.
Good challenge.
There you go.
All right, y'all. Let's have a great week.
Bye-bye, y'all.